A few hundred people kicked off the march outside tribal headquarters in Kashina, complete with a drum group. Most cannot do the entire trip to Madison, but a core group of five hopes to make it the whole way. That includes former tribal chair and current legislator Craig Korn. He says the idea is to get a meeting with Governor Walker.
He's never met with us face to face. You know, it's always been through, you know, Secretary Hipps or some other people. He's never, you know, with a $1.6 billion investment in Wisconsin, 10,000 jobs, wouldn't you come to the table, meet with them tribes?
Korn points out the Menominee have taken to the road before when the tribe was delisted and wanted to be reinstated.
You know, in 1971, the tribe walked to Madison and met with Governor Lacey. And through that, we got restored. You know, so it's a historic. We did it before. You know, we had some good results. Awesome results then.
Walking 155 miles in the dead of winter is not for the faint of heart. Wendy Warrington hopes to make it to the Shawano County line by the end of the day.
For my kids, for my grandkids, for the future.
She says that's her motivation. It may warm her heart, but she's taken practical precautions.
My husband got my gear together. I'm not a winter person. He is. So everything I have on belongs to him.
You got your long underwear on or his long
underwear? His long underwear on, yep.
The heart of the issue is the Menominee's plan to build a casino in Kenosha, which is 200 miles away from the reservation. Opponents see it as an expansion of gaming in Wisconsin. Another tribe, the Potawatomi, opposes it because it operates a nearby casino. The Menominee are working with Hard Rock International on the proposed Kenosha project. Gary Besaw is the tribal chair. He's going on the walk and led the send-off this morning.
A march to call attention to the misinformed and misguided decision handed to our people. A march to Madison to remind Governor Walker that we, Menominee, are a sovereign nation, the longest continual residents of this land we now call Wisconsin. Wiscosic, that's the real word for it, that's our word. And deserve to be treated on a nation-to-nation basis.
Members on the walk will be backed up by buses and will make overnight stops.
Oh, I'm on the walk as far as I can go.
Mary Ninham is a walker.
Yeah. The governor needs to know that, you know, the Menominee's owned almost most of Wisconsin. And, you know, he's living on Indian land down there.
Let's begin our march on Madison!
The march began on the main drag of Kashina. It's expected to end Wednesday morning at the Capitol. The Bureau of Indian Affairs has set a deadline of February 19th, Thursday, for Governor Walker to finalize his decision. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.